Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
You know, there are allegations that neighbor, purpose of neighbor, we're looking at 7307 High School Unit 21 without permission. Again, from what I know, the landlord or the builder did not give them permission. Again, as I said before in previous podcasts, they lied that they got permission from the police. I or anyone else would never give them permission. What's really how diabolical a sociopath these criminals are dangerous is that some of them are homeless. They said that they were on Volts and they were jealous. Volts and Van Nuys. You just go to Van Nuys Boulevard and Volts, and you know, that's where I live. And they were coming over here peeping, and they said they were jealous, and they were nosy. I said, that's not an excuse to be a dangerous person. You know, if they're homeless, I mean, what did they do in the last 20 years? They could have went to school and got their own home. They belong in prison if they have trespassed into 20 or whatever. Again, it's not allowed. I know I'm on the board. They do not allow peeping in the home. Again, I dealt with a crazy, dangerous, old-fashioned person who I consider a very racist, dangerous person. Talking about, I should believe in Jesus. He thinks our religion, Buddhism, is devil worship. I don't want to deal with somebody like that. They're ignorant and backwards, and they're not somebody I can deal with. And say he's going to use hang me or stuff or something. This man is racist and dangerous. That's why I don't have ultra far, far right. I don't want to deal with, because you know, they didn't deal with it. Like, this man is like the KKK. I don't deal with this ignorant person from living down south. He need to, this is the wrong area. Los Angeles is too open-minded outside of it. But again, these people have mental problems, races or stuff, and the target they have against me is because of jealousy. And again, you know, I don't even know them. I never was their friend. The other situation is they just saw me a long, long time ago. I never was their friend. It lasts a very long time. I don't even know them. So that's in itself is crazy. Somebody need to lock these people up. They commit, you know, they trespass, they commit a felony. Get off their ass and get their own home. Would they like people peeping in them, using the bathroom or looking in the bedroom or gossiping? Again, these are allegations that have to be investigated. But I suspect there is. We'll leave it to the police. It's wrong. If it was my home, I would never allow that. That's wrong to be a pervert under any circumstance. And it's wrong to, you know, with my situation, wonder where I work. I mean, that's deranged. So you don't tell a grown man person, you mind your business. This ain't no dictatorship. What is this? These people don't know how to live in this country. They don't have the capacity to understand how to live around other people. I mean, a real atrocity is me dealing with this. Dealing with people who simply cannot, who don't have what they have, and look at me, who they don't know, and target me simply because of jealousy. That's no excuse to be a evil, dangerous person. 20 years? That's not worth no 20 years. They're going to continue to lie to themselves in 2005, but it's 2004. Again, in my, you know, I'm these are allegations. I bring it up on podcasts because the police need to investigate, because this is extreme, and these people are, I consider, very dangerous. They don't know how to live around me or deal with people. I mean, with it being because I complain or because I'm a celebrity, or there's no excuse. I don't even know them. It is none of their business that, you know, talk about where I go, where I live. They're dangerous. You don't do that. Everyday life people don't do that. Hope the police lock them up if any of these allegations are true. But they're outside homeless, because when they say those things, they belong in prison. something is wrong if these people are walking around saying things that are criminal or making excuses for committing crimes.